All right, everyone, it's the Grimlord here, and you know what time it is. Get ready for degeneracy, because it is Grimm's Hentai Corner, and we're back with Evenical 2 Rants, which is not Evenical 2. It's not out yet, February 22nd, but we do have Evenical 2 Rants to get us kind of started. So, Evenical 2 Rants, let's go for it. It's about an hour, and hopefully we'll enjoy it. I like the first one, so I can't wait to play the second one. This is a world always filled with death. It does not stem from the end of lifespans, accidents, or even natural disasters. It stems from a merciless, always present entity which quickly destroys what little happiness mankind has found. Monsters! The monsters are attacking! Hide the women and children! Men, grab a weapon and fight! A kid didn't escape in time! Oh no! Roar! Ah! Huh? Are you alright? I've come to save you! Miss, I'm a warrior! You can use skills, but you're still so young! Leave this to me and run! Ah! No voice acting? Humans weren't just powerless lambs for the monsters to slaughter. Select few individuals were born with a special talent that let them use magic and skills. Among them, some are suited for combat called warriors. They protect humans from monsters. But monsters weren't the only threat to a warrior's life. Something humanity cannot ever fight against and which causes the most deaths. Disease. This is a story of a world affected by disease. Really? This is a clinic located in a countryside village by the name of Sukadani. The singular youth living in this clinic lets out a long yawn. Yawn! This man's name is Rance. He's the protagonist of this story. Oh, this sprite was taken from Rance 9, which is coming soon. We will see it this year. I have a feeling we will see Rance 9 this year. Defying common manners, Rance was resting his legs on top of a nearby table while reading a porno magazine. This chick's a pretty good woman. I'm definitely adding her to the harem I plan to create if I ever find her. Normally, you can't create a harem. But I'm a special case, for I can use a skill named Medica. Medica, a mysterious skill of unknown origins which Rance has been able to use since he was a kid. This skill is only good for healing minor injuries. But it'll still make me popular with the ladies, yeah. Then one day I'll ditch this village and as a hero, form the world's greatest harem. Ha! A perfect life plan! You fool! Ah! Ow, my head! Together with an angry yell, a fist smacked the top of Laughing Rance's head. Oi, what the hell are you doing? You shitty old man! It's my duty to fix your damn nature. Honestly, guys like you are always just idiots. Can't you learn at least a single thing about being a medic? And what's with that posture? If you're a medic, act like one. A normal medic's life doesn't suit me. While fighting is an adventure, I'll save any girl I find who's suffering from disease. Then I'll fuck her. Ah, I'll become a super medic, one fit for this new age. Ouch. Quit hitting me over everything. What if my head splits? If that happens, then you can just use Medica and heal yourself. Honestly, to be this rotten when you've been blessed with such a power. Besides, you can't become a medic. What did you say? That Medica of yours, all it can do is heal minor external injuries. It can't cure diseases, right? Well, it said that the legendary Asclepios could do such a thing, though. If your power's real, it's the same as the one Asclepios had. Then it is a power fit to save many. Gaha, it doesn't matter if it's the same power some legend had ages ago. What? As long as it can get me inside a girl's panties, I don't mind if it's nothing more than a little special ability. What makes a girl really fall for you isn't some dumb one-time trick, it's strength. Gaha. You damned fool. Ah! I told you to quit hitting me. Good grief, I sure found a weird brat. I regret not just ignoring the baby someone left in front of the house that one day. I didn't want to be picked up by some house that reeks of medicine either. Anyway, I won't let you keep up such idiocy before my eyes, and you're decidedly not going on any journeys. Shouldn't you say, I? You fool! Ho ho ho, come on now, Tara-sama. Tsubaki-san? The boy has always been like this, so his character won't change, don't you think? For example, that time when he got lost. Ah, you mean when I brilliantly saved the girl and had sex with her as a reward, huh? Honestly, you gave us such a surprise when you came back with that golden ring. You've always been unreasonable, boy. Yeah, that sex felt good. I wonder how that girl's doing nowadays. Good grief, that experience had a terrible effect on you. Now you have idiotic thoughts such as saving a girl means you get to have sex with her. Is that wrong? Anyway, Tara-sama, isn't it about time? Hold on, we don't have any voice at all? What, you leaving? Hold on a second, guys. You got no voice? I don't think we get voice, guys. There's like no voice at all? I don't know what a voice would be on this thing. I mean, it's all in Japanese, folks. I don't know what that does. Still no voice. To the Red Cross, where the medics' headquarters are located. Whoa, why are you going there? I'm participating in a group study. In a study group there. I'm a medic too, after all. Oh, right, you were. I kept thinking you were some Yakuza. Anyway, I won't be back for a while, so take care of the clinic. Even an ape like you can do it, right? My, my. You two can't settle down without bad-mouthing each other, huh?
Yeah.
After scoffing at what was said, Taurus left the room. Yeah. Gah-ha-ha, now that he's gone, I can do whatever I want. So, why are you here, Granny? If you're here for the young, handsome me, then I've got some bad news. You're way outside of my strike zone. I prefer a bitter, grizzled gentleman like Tara-sama. Boys like you are much too green for me, so no thank you. Okay. So once again, why are you here? Right, my kitty has been missing since this morning. Could you search for her? Nope, I'm busy. Busy reading porn magazines? No, I have to take care of the clinic, right? Aha, there won't be any patients coming here. Thanks to your bad reputation, they all go to the clinic in town instead. I'll give you some pocket money later. Well then, I'm counting on you. Left hand mark. After 30 years of constructing the dam, this land has become a place where people can live. But thanks to the first pioneers aging and youth leaving, it suffers from depopulation. Damn it, I was all but kicked out in the end. I really don't like how I can't disobey those two. Searching for a kitty, huh? Well, let's get it over with quick. While mumbling complaints, Rand set out to search for the lost kitty. Okay, so they made my screen even smaller. I was talking about how you had this one great big thing here, and now you got this great big thing here and this great big thing here. What the hell? I got one on my left and one on my right. What's the next one? Is Rance 3 gonna have a big old screen on this side? Like on the top? And then I get only that little bit of game? Like, I don't know what they're doing. Y'all gotta figure out how to get your screen game set up. There's too many fucking little screens blocking the game screen. It's pathetic. But we can test out some of the 3D shit. So what is this doing? Well, that makes it look kind of, I don't know. Makes it look bad? Makes it look kind of bad, right? So let's try that again. Oh! So that's supposed to make it look better. Rance looked around Sukudani Village. We'll get it right. This backwater dump really doesn't suit me. Ooh! A bird's cry serenely rose in the area. The clouds drifted slowly as if to keep up with the village's pace. Gah! Someone like me who has the makings of a great world-changing hero really meant to spend his life in this dump? No, of course not. I'll definitely leave this place one day. Then I'll create a great harem. Gah-ha-ha-ha! Oh, Rance, don't pull any pranks today, okay? Rance-chan, thanks for fixing the rain gutter the other day. Gah, shut up! I'm ignoring all of you senile old hicks. What's got your pants in a bunch? Now, Rance-chan is young. I'm sure he's a lot going on. Oh, maybe he's pent up. Wah! I am definitely leaving this village someday. Oh, okay. So you got get information, shop, level shop, and inn. Well, let's not... What's up? I'm the handsome Handy Nagata-kun, and I'm here with... The pure and proper stalker, Nunahata Cabbage. The item store is open for business. Kya kya, so cool, Nagata-kun! Yeah, this makes me the boss, huh? Yep, that's right, totally right! Why? Don't think too hard about it, just go, we open up a shop and that's that. Isn't it nice, sis? I see, I guess you're right. Yep. Let's do our best running the store from now on, sis. Yep, that's right. I wonder if there's a customer coming already. Yeah, I hope we get one. Yeah. Kinda bored, huh? Wanna play Shiratori using Rance's friends? Okay, Maria. Arms. Is Sue fine too? Suzume. Me, is it? Aren't you a meanie, Melphice? Get Sue again? Suzu! Shu! Yeah, I thought I'd count it with a Sue, but you immediately count it with another? Sushino! Nunahara! Rance! Gah, did you not only counter with Ransama, but it's another Sue? Yay! Kya kya, the two had some fun together. Oh, this equipment shop looks pretty new. Gyapi? Wham! Nunahara fell down. Huh, what? She's usually like this, so don't worry too much about her. I'll place her behind the counter. Huh? Anyway, welcome. This is our newly opened item shop. Cool, let me see what you have. Roger, are you looking for weapons, armor, perhaps items? Porn mags! Give me your best porn mag. Dear customer, leave it to Nagata-tun. I'll have one ready for you right away. Oh, nice. You get what I'm talking about. Gah! Ta-da! This here is Nagata-kun's recommended product. Hadiwa's Knight. Huh? Look, isn't this girl handy amazing? That smooth posture of hers. Wow, this is super lewd. You retard. Gah! Whack. Huh? The moment he tried to shatter Nagata-kun, a small stone came flying from outside the shop and hit Rance on the back of his head. What was that? Who was it? Oh, what? Whatever. Having calmed down, Rance sheathed his sword. Don't tell me, someone tried to protect this Hanny? Wow, that startled me. Nagata-kun was hit by another stone, shattering into tiny pieces. When Rance turned back, he saw a girl who he assumed was the culprit break off into a run. Why did you break just now? That startled me. Jeez, what was that? What? No, nothing. Well, anyway, this is Nagata-kun's item shop. Our prices are cheap, so do come often. Yeah, sure. I'd just waste brain cells if I take this seriously. Rance could finally buy from the shop. You have no gold, bud. Pretty average inn. I could just sleep at the clinic, so why am I wasting money in this inn? A boring old inn at that. Yeah, doesn't suit me. What really suits me is a super elegant deluxe 5-star suite hotel. And if that's the case, when am I staying here? Why am I staying here, rather? Damn, I must be tired. Might as well sleep now that I'm here. Rance took a quick shower and dived into the bed. Yawn. I slept pretty well. Couldn't they at least offer a girl to be a bed warmer as a freebie? Man, the service in this inn sucks. I'm never staying here again. This is stupid. Let's leave already. Yawning, Rance promptly left the inn. So even this dump has a level shop. After registering at the shop's reception, Rance made his way to the room at the back. Wait, nobody's here? Hey, sorry about that. Took a little time to prepare, that's all. Okay, sorry for the wait. This here Machina-chan will be in charge of leveling you, Rance-kun. What's up? Oh, you're cute. Whoa, what's with the sudden lip service? Well, Machina-chan being cute is nothing more than common knowledge. Yep, you really are cute. I also like that easygoing vibe of yours. I was trying to hide my embarrassment just now, so if you flatter me even more... after that, I'll get super embarrassed. Gee, Rance-kun, if you keep acting that thirsty, girls will start taking advantage of you, you know. Is that so? I'll be more careful. Righto, girls are super into guys who listen to them, I'll have you know. Anyway, I'm glad you're doing my leveling. I'll be in your care. Gotcha! Glad to have you. By the way, are you sick? What? That's a popular joke in Left Hand. Nah, I thought it's okay if you're not sick. Just thought I'd like to examine you. Huh? Anyway, you see, Machina-chan's come here to Left Hand only just recently, which is why she'll be in charge of you. Alright, now I know we've only just started, but how about we get to appraising you? Nah, simple appraisal would be boring. Huh? Then what should I do? Okay, then I'll have you appraise my level while I appraise your boobs with my hands. Sir, we're not that kind of shop. Titty bars and level shops look the same. They're totally different, though. Actually, I'm surprised you know about titty bars, Rance-kun. Either way, I've decided it. You'll do the appraisal while I rub your boobs. Ain't happening. You got no authority. Now, with all said and done, let me rub your boobs. Oh, wait, you serious? Completely. This guy's for real. But what if I call some mean security guards? Go ahead, I'll beat all of them. Whoa, he ain't kidding about that. Hang on a second, I'll talk to higher-ups. Having said that, Machina took a seat and stroked a crystal ball. And that's what's going on. Wait, just go with it? What? Wait, you understand, right? It's totally that. It's dangerous. What? If it does get dangerous, yeah. What? I just have to say that? You're kidding. No, I got it. I trust you 100%, for real. Ah, jeez, this one's a pain, too. Okay, yeah, I'm hanging up. Yes. Oh, is it over? For real? How was it? Whoa, wait, for real? Hey, answer me. They said it's not like he's gonna hurt you, so just go with it. Ah, if that's the case, then there's no problem. Now then, let's get to it. Oh, wait, don't be so rough. Rance easily picked Machina up and placed her on top of his knees. Oh, so these are Machina's boobs. Smiling, Rance grabbed her breasts from behind her and began rubbing away. Whoa, this guy's seriously rubbing them. Don't you know what that restraint means? Yay, Machina's boobs sure are soft. Gah-ha-ha-ha. If I so can't calm down, though. Hey, Rance-kun, there's something stiff poking my butt. I'm hard. Alright, let's fuck! Wait, we definitely can't do that, Rance-kun. Sit up, do you think I can endure it after you tempted me this much? I didn't, though. Wait, for real, quit it! Hey, don't take off my panties! Just a bit more and I'll see Machina's... Whoa, seriously, time out! Stop! Rally! Huh? You see, this shop makes stamp cards, which can then be used to collect stamps whenever you go to a level shop in any territory. It's set up so that you'll get Heinlein stamp after getting left hands. So, your reward for getting all six territories and obtaining every stamp is raw sex with Machina-chan! Or something. How about it? Oh, is that true? Alright, that's fine. I'll collect them all in an instant. Whoa, he's going with it? Gaha! Look forward to the day when I finish gathering those stamps. Yay, I'm so excited. Aha, try to hurry up. Yeah, leave it to me. Gaha! What a weirdo. This prelude took a while, but I'll appraise you now. Appraise? What? I'm gonna check if you can level up or not. Why'd you even come here? I forgot after rubbing your boobs. Man, you're something else. Alright, then I'm doing it. Hola, maida pakin porin. Toto kotantan. Nama ichio. I guess I didn't level up. Righto, you probably won't since Zeri's got nothing but small fry compared to you, Rance-kun. And you've only come to rub my boobs, huh? What a wonderful shop this is. So I'm just a girl who lets her boobs get fondled for free? I so don't like that. Wrong, I'm amazing. So not only can I fondle you, but it's an honor for you to let me do so. Don't let any other guys do it. Are you trying to comfort me? Yeah, because you're cute. I'd rather see you smiling than looking depressed. You got a way with words. I think Makina-chan likes that about you, Ranscoon. Gahaha, then I'll be back to rub your boobs again. But then you go and say that. See ya. You don't have to come back. Rance left the level shop. Oh, I forgot. Wait a sec, Ranscoon. You're a new customer, so you can get a level shop summon ticket for free at the front. Summon ticket? If you use one, you can level up even outside the town thanks to mysterious power. It's so fast, and you can use it anywhere, anytime, so it's real convenient. Oh, so I can call you whenever and wherever I want? When do you usually take a bath? Can you give it a rest already? Also, sorry, but the summon ticket only just simplifies the level up process. In other words, you won't be able to meet Makina-chan. Then I've got no use for it. Normally, I'd love to hear that, but when it's coming from you, well... Anyway, I'll be handy in your adventures, so just go ahead and take it. Or it'll be handy in your adventures, so just go ahead and take it. Rance got a level shop summon ticket from the receptionist, then left. Height 173 centimeters, weight 65 kilograms, shark teeth as brilliant as his bravery. Oh my, oh my, oh my! You over there! I mean you, who's talking to me right now? Could it be she's talking to me is what you're... Could it be she's talking to me is what you're thinking? Yes, you! You who's able to meet me, I'm so happy we could meet. Well, that said, for the first timer, it's nice to meet you. For everyone else, a long time no see. What's with this over-familiar girl, is what some of you may be thinking, so allow me to introduce myself. I'm Ransoma's pure and proper stalker, Nonohara Cabbage. If you can see me, then it definitely means you also love Ransoma, that's right, because of love. Oh look, she's got a little rance there. In other words, you're my comrade! Kya, I'm so happy to meet a fellow Ransoma admirer. If that's the case, I'll have you explain to me in great detail just what kind of life Ransoma's been living. If you think that, then I shall comply. Whatever you want to talk to me, select get information from the town menu. Definitely, absolutely, come see me, okay? Bye-bye! Nonohara kept energetically waving her hand for ages. Okay. I don't know what that does. Transparency window? I don't know, we'll find out. If I climb this hill and follow the road for a while, I'll reach the town of Ikanago. Well, we call it a town, but in reality, it's just as backwater as everywhere else here. The place doesn't suit a fancy man, city man like myself. I've got no reason to go there. Rance returned from where he'd come. Going, Rance? When approaching on the East Forest, Rance met a soldier on patrol. Good work on the patrol. Looks like you're working properly. Well, looks like you're unreasonably bossy as usual, young doctor. So why are you around here? Even if there are only weak monsters around, it's still dangerous to go out by yourself. Gaha, your worry is wasted on someone as awesome as myself. You say that, but you still can't disobey Taurus, Sensei. Did you say something? Eek, I didn't say anything. Rance and the soldier were acquainted and had an established hierarchy. But I still can't just leave you alone, so would you like me to go with you? No need, do your own job. Alright, if you say so. But really do be careful, okay? After being sent off by the worrying soldier, Rance entered the forest. Geez, that guy really has no balls. Okay, let's find that kitty already. While lightly stretching his arms, Rance went further into the forest. Money! Well, and then something I can't access. Fuck is this? I don't know. I can't do nothing. Now, where could that kitty be? Monsters leaped out of the nearby shrubs. How foolish of you to challenge me. Gaha! Drop dead. Okay, this is a little different. Ah, pizza cake. This is what happens to weaklings when they're up against me. I'm a genius, so I could also use magic. But yeah, a sword is what fits me best. Magic I can use a bit, but it just won't come out right. Now back to searching for the kitty like Granny asked. Why do I gotta go through this shit? I wish I were looking for hotties instead. Let's just get it over with. Rance went inside the forest. Hey, where are you, kitty? Wading through the thick bushes, Rance searched for the kitty. Damn it, why do I have to do this? Oh, found the kitty. Oh no, or not. This one's all black. I think Granny's kitty was whiter. I got it, I'll paint this kitty white. That senile hag will never spot the difference. Hey, don't run! Chasing after the fleeing black kitty, Rance proceeded deep inside the forest. Come out, kitty, or I'll roast you for barbecue. What? Well, wait, what? Beyond the bushes, there was a girl clad in black clothes leaning against a tree. Wow, what a beauty. She sticks out like a sore thumb in this countryside. No way, did the black cat from earlier turn into a human? Nah, obviously not. Looking closely, the girl was holding the kitty in her arms. Whoa there, that's Granny's kitty. Are you its owner? No, I'm not. Its owner told me to search for it. It's being attacked by monsters, so... You protected it, huh? Thanks for taking care of it. No, it's fine. I see. Never seen you from around here before. Where are you from? I don't know. Since I just followed Hamelin. What's that? So basically you're lost? Yes, I am. What's your name? End. Hmm? Still, she's pretty cute. And her clothes, damn, how bold of her. Yeah. If she changes her posture just a bit, I might catch a nip slip. Just a little bit more. I think I know what that button does now. Hey, is your leg hurt? My leg hurts. Did you sprain it? Oh, it's pretty swollen. Looks like it hurts. Alright then, I'll heal you. Not enough MP. MP? It's nothing. I'll heal you as soon as I can, so just wait there for a bit. Okay. End slowly nodded. Alright, that's a good girl. Don't move from there, okay? After forcing End to listen, Rance went back the way he came from. The girl's injury looked pretty bad. I should heal her as fast as I can. Treating an injury like that would be a piece of cake with my medica. Yeah, once she sees my power, that girl will definitely be surprised. Anyway, to use the medica, I need to spend medica points, or MP for short. I can recover them if I just sleep in my house or at an inn, but that takes too long, so it's a pain, but it seems like my only option to replenish MP is to eat certain nuts. Let's look for some right away. After that, I'll heal her injury. And if I do that, she's certain to ask me to fuck her as thanks. Gahaha, let's go! Let's look around for food that can replenish MP in the area. Oh, lots of mushrooms and bamboo shoots today. They make for some good soup from boiled. No! The mushrooms and bamboo shoots seized Rance's feet, making him trip with great force. Gah, you cheeky little bastards, take this! Trampling them. Yeah, I've beaten them. This is what you get for going against humans. What the hell am I doing? This is dumb. Rance felt very ashamed of himself for competing with shoots and mushrooms. Splash! Looking at the ocean, Rance saw some black Norimaki energetically jumping about. Oh, there are more of them now! The Norimaki at this season are even tastier since they haven't laid eggs yet. And now that I thought about that, I'm hungry. I wonder if there are any suckers fishing for Norimaki. I'll steal some from them. However, since there weren't any around, Rance simply gave up. Ah, found it! It's some 2.5 color dango. Rance found some dango growing from a tree. They aren't very good, they should know what an honor it is to be eaten by humans. Oh, whatever, this is so I can get closer to that girl, nom nom. As he ate the dango, Rance felt a warm sensation welling up from deep inside his body. They were good! Oh, sorry, there we go! I'm brimming with healing power. Swing! Rance's hyperweapon immediately became ready for battle. I got it wrong. Oh, I got some MP. Alright, let's go back to where she is and then... Rance threw away the dango skewer and went back to where the mysterious girl waited. Sorry for the wait. Welcome back. I'll heal you right away. You can relax now. You might want to give up on that. What'd you say? Russell. The bushes next to Rance shaked and from them, monsters appeared. They've been nearby since a while ago. Oni-san, you should run away. Gahaha, what are you saying? You just stay there and watch. I'll kill these weaklings in a flash. Aha. Branch drew his sword and engaged the attacking monsters. Wow. Gaha! Piece of cake. Oni-san, you're strong. The strongest. But, as Zen suggested, the presence of monsters still lingered in the area. There are still some nearby. It'd be bad if they attack mid-treatment. And wait a bit longer. I'll take care of them in no time. Ah! Ignoring En's voice, Rance quickly proceeded into the forest. Phew, that's the second wave over. If I were a wimp, I'd spend some time thinking about the importance of BP in battle and how to use it about now. However, once you're as strong as I am, there's no need to think about that. Gah, I can one-shot anything with my normal attack. I'm strong. The strongest. This is stupid. Let's hurry and defeat the monsters so I can get back to that girl. Rance readied his sword and searched for the remaining monsters. Looks like I took care of all the monsters around here. Gahaha, now I can finally begin En-chan's treatment. Yeah, and I'll touch her all over and call it part of the treatment. Woo. Woo! Some people are in jail because of that right now. Gahaha, I can't wait. What was it, Dr. Larry Nassar that was groping all those girls while he was doing... Oh. Yeah, that's not good, Rance. In a great mood, Rance skipped all the way back to where En was waiting. I've got enough MP. The monsters are all gone. No villagers around either. If I heal her leg, that girl is certain to fall for me, and then we'll get nice and intimate. Gaha, this'll be great. At that moment, a monster's roar echoed through the forest. God damn, monsters, you're still here? Wait, that direction they came from. It's where En is. Shit, that girl's my target. I won't let anyone near her. Wading through the bushes, he followed the roar. Huh? A scene completely different from what Rance had imagined was unfolding before him as he arrived. A monster was squirming in agony next to En's feet. His face was contorted in severe pain, and his hands scratched the ground. En was silently watching the monster, a face betraying not a single emotion. The kitty in En's arms let out very quiet cries. Then the struggling monster's growl became gradually quieter until its breath finally ceased. Did you do this? Yes, because I was attacked. That said, what exactly did you do? This is my power. I can infect people with diseases. This monster is, well, I infected him. I see. That's quite the power. Oni-san, aren't you afraid? Huh? Why? Everyone who knows of it becomes afraid. They hate me and keep their distance. Could it be that you can't control your power? No, I can. I can't use it unless I want to. That's so. Well, it's fine then, isn't it? Or do you want to infect me? I won't. Right, then it's fine. Yes. Yes. Do you want me to be scared? No. Oni-san, you're weird. That's rude. Anyway, more importantly... Sorry for the wait. I can finally start the treatment, so I'll heal your leg now. It must hurt quite a bit, right? Here, sit down. Okay. Haha, what a good girl. Yes, I'm a good girl. Huh? Oh, wait a second. We'll part ways once I heal her. I'd hate to lose such a cute girl like this. I got it. I thought I could heal you, but I can't seem to settle down around here. Is that so? It is. Performing the treatment here would be bad for your body. Actually, it'd get even worse for sure. Really? Really. So you should come to my clinic. Yep, that's where I should treat you. No old men to cockblock me either. Haha. sorry, forget what I just said. But if I don't return to Hamlin's place... No, by all means, come over. Yep, yep. Alright, it's settled. Gahaha. Let's go. Rance carried En and the kitty on his shoulder and made his way back to the clinic. Gahaha, we're back. Okay, I'll examine you in my room. Understood. Let's go, go, go! Laughing, Rance ran up the stairs. Wait a moment, have you come back, boy? After being called by Tsubaki, Rance showed only his face from atop the stairs. Why are you here, Granny? I asked you to look for my kitty, no? Ah, that was the thing. I got the kitty back, so it should be around there somewhere. Ma, you're right. I'll be doing some real important research now. Don't disturb me. Fine, fine. I won't enter your room. I know you're about that age, boy. Shut up. I've made dinner and tomorrow's breakfast, so just heat them up if you get hungry. Oh, thanks. See ya. Watch out for stampeding cows. What is that about? With that, Rance immediately returned to his room. Good grief, you must have found a porno magazine in the forest. Well, I've made him some food like Torasama asked, so I'll leave him for today. Tsubaki left, unaware of N's presence. Meanwhile, in Rance's room... Now then, I'm going to heal you right up, and you're really into it. Sitting on the bed, N looked up at Rance and blinked in surprise. Now let's get down to business. Where is it? Rance lightly touched the swollen red part of N's leg. Ah, this is quite the sprain. It must hurt a lot. I'm fine. I see, what a good girl, you're not even crying. Yes. Okay, you showed me your interesting infection power back then. In exchange, this time I'll show you my superpower. Superpower? Exactly, its name is... Rance concentrated his power. Medica! Ah! Pale warm light flowed from the swelling where Rance's hand touched. That light flowed into N, circulated, then returned to Rance's body. This is my Medica's power. It can heal any injury in an instant. That's what a superpower is. Wait, what? What's this? This power is clearly different from when I used it on the old villagers. Medica's powering up? Oh, I get it. I'm understanding the power more and more. This power is... Ah! A moan escaped from N's mouth. What's wrong? I don't know. When I thought your hand was shining, my body got tingly. Inside of my tummy, it felt hot, like it was swirling. My body just... Inside of your tummy, your womb? Now that I think about it, the old man mentioned something before. That Askel-something guy who had the same power as me only ever healed young women. It's not that he only wanted to heal young women, he could only heal girls. I got it. This is Medica's true power. He instinctively understood everything. It was a power that could make young girls healthy. Thus, as long as it was a young girl, it could cure any disease. Stop! This is... It seemed that as long as Medica was being used, the abnormalities N felt wouldn't stop, and neither would her lewd squirming. I don't know what... I know, something weird is coming. My body is becoming weird. As if I could stop myself when you're squirming and moaning so lewdly on top of my bed. Oni-san? My leg's healed. Who cares about that anymore? Swipe. Rance got naked in a flash. Oni-san? Yeah, I'll teach you what happens with... I'll teach you directly about what happens when you just waltz into my room. And tempt me like that. Swing. Rance's hyper weapon immediately became ready for battle. Rance stripped in an instant. Without waiting for a response, inserted his hyper-weapon inside her. N's pussy was tight, yet it accepted and swallowed Rance's member. N, did you come already? You're sopping wet. Well, I don't know, but my body feels incredibly tingly. This is my first time having sex since I saved that girl so long ago. I can't get enough. Her walls gently wrapped around the hyper-weapon, sending waves of pleasure from the slightest movement. Oh, I might come immediately if I'm not careful. Yeah, the leftover power activated Medica again. Wait, this is... Wheeze-wheeze disease? Inside Rance's head, N's disease became clear, and he understood it through a mysterious power. Wheeze-wheeze disease, I vaguely remember it. It affects the throat and complicates breathing. She said she could infect people, but she herself was diseased, huh? Still, what an amazing power this is. He understood that this was Medica's real value, as well as its true usage. It heals diseases through sex. This is how you really use Medica. Wait, who cares about that right now? This is so rough. Rance violently swung his hips, and N, healed by Medica's power, let out loud moans. Her face contorted in pleasure as she moaned. Her legs spread further apart as if inviting him. All of it excited Rance to his breaking point. Oh, I can't stop anymore. Just like his first time, Rance's excitement reached its peak, making his hyperweapon rub end even more. I'm coming, oh! And then both reach their climax at once. The hyperweapon twitched, sending lots of thick white liquid inside in. And once again climaxed along with Rance, her slender body convulsing wildly. Her well-shaped breasts bounced with every shake. Oh, coming! Oh, I can't get enough! Rance let out every last drop inside end. That felt great, she says. For some reason, after being raped, End gazed at Rance's silly, ecstatic face with a happy expression. Aw, oh, crap, I just up and raped her. Are you okay, End? Did it not hurt? No, it didn't hurt. Rather, kind of felt happy? Oh, that was really cute. To think my charm was so great as to make a girl just met me fall for me. Fall? Yeah, since it's become like this and the old man is away, we'll do it all night long. You heard me until morning. Ah! Thus, the early birds were cheeping outside. Rance really did fuck End until morning. Oh, the sky is all white. I can't let out anymore. Oh, Rance collapsed face down on the bed. Perhaps due to his weight, End panted a little with difficulty, but she didn't seem to blame Rance. Sorry, End. I'm taking a nap. You sleep too. Okay. Yaha, that felt great. Your body is awesome, End. Yawn, snore. Rance fell asleep in an instant. Remembering Rance's genuinely happy face, End became faintly confused. But feeling Rance's weight, warmth, and breath, she gradually seemed to mind it less and closed her eyes. Oni-san, sleep well. Teehee. Yawn. Slightly before noon, having slept soundly until now, Rance stretched in front of the clinic. Phew, for me to oversleep this much, I went too far yesterday. But the sex was great. She was so cute and wet. Gah. Gah, I want to do it again. But, Rance went back inside the clinic. What is this girl doing? End was eating breakfast in the living room. It's too late now, but I feel like abducting this girl and raping her wasn't such a good idea. The salmon is delicious. You're not eating, Oni-san. Are you not hungry? I am. Then, I think you should eat. Right, I'll leave the annoying stuff for later and just eat for now. Sitting right in front of each other, they enjoyed a traditional Eastern breakfast. Aha, this is good. Granny Tsubaki might be noisy, but her food's great. This miso soup is delicious. A miso soup, rather. She uses wheat bran in the soup stock. She says it adds to the flavor. These pickles are nice and crunchy. Thus, the two quickly had breakfast while having an idle conversation. Phew, that was delish. That was delicious. So, yes? Was it okay for you to have spent the night here? Did you have any errands? Or, errands, I don't have anything. Then where do you live? I don't have a home. This took a weird turn. I don't really get it, but basically, you're an adventurer, huh? You're not a warrior, but it's rare to go on an adventure this day and age. That's the case, I think? So you have nowhere to go, huh? Alright, then come live here at my place. Or could it be you really do have somewhere to go to? I don't know. If so, then you don't have one. Gah, then just stay here. The old man might make a fuss, but it should be alright. Yes, I will. Gah, ha, 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 I see. Let's stay together. Yeah, let's, you cute little thing. She's happy, right? Yeah, she's definitely happy, for sure. But is it alright? Don't you think that someone who spreads diseases like me is disgusting? Why would I think that? You're not disgusting. In fact, you were quite pleasant. Gah, ha, ha, you spread diseases, I heal them. Our meeting must have been fate. Fate. Yes, that's right. And smiled for the first time. Speaking of diseases, yes, I made a huge discovery yesterday. My medica is amazing. I can heal any disease as long as it's afflicting a young girl. Amazing indeed. I just have to use it. But what will you do? I'll search for diseased girls, then I'll heal them with sex. No matter how uptight they may be, they'll open their legs if it's for treatment. Gahaha! How wonderful. The future is so rosy. With that said, En, we can't stay put like this. Yes? Let's go to the town. Then we'll find some cute girls. Gahaha. Okay, that's fine, but what's up? What's your name, Oni-san? I didn't introduce myself? Probably not. Alright, then remember it well. My name is Rance! The name of the man who will make all cuties in the world his own. Ah, kaha, come on, quit slacking. Let's go, En. Ah! Rance left, pulling En by her hand. His footprints were carved into the world. Thus, the great adventure that would eventually shake up the world began. It only had one purpose, to seek out unknown hotties. Meanwhile, inside the forest, a single man let out a perplexed sigh. Good grief. His name is Hamlin. He is one of the members of Ixtab. This has become something of a bother. And is nowhere to be seen in the place where we arranged to meet. Even though that girl disobeying an order is absolutely unthinkable. For Hamlin, what happened to End disconcerted. He wouldn't care if she had died. However, how am I supposed to explain to that vixen? Exactly, for Hamlin, that was his real biggest concern. Losing that girl doesn't really bother me that much, but creating a debt would be bad. Yes, it would be extremely bad. My pride would not allow it. Huh. After sighing once, he changed his thoughts to be more precise and logical. Everything boils down to observation and analysis, then forming a theory, and from its validation comes a conclusion. Analysis. N wouldn't defy orders. It's the first major premise and a correct one. I have observed it many times. Question. Then why is she not here? Theory. She ran into some sort of trouble. We can assume this is the most probable reason. Kidnapping. Monster attacks. No problem. There should not be any issues then. That thing can spread diseases, and surrounding all succumb to them. And if that's the case, she should leisurely show up here eventually. Conclusion. There is only one thing I should do. I must simply wait here. Having said that, Hamlin leaned against a tree, a smug look on his face. He thought about how he should express his distaste for N's problematic behavior to the vixen. Birds were chirping all around. The sunlight was warm and the clouds slowly drifted across the heavens. She's not coming back. Hamlin simply waiting in silence. Now it's time to leave. I can't wait. Pulling N along by her hand, Rance walked in skips. Oh, young doctor, why are you going without an escort? I'm going to Ikenago. We're going there? Yeah, you can only really call it a town when you're comparing it to Tsukudani, but it's mostly prospering. No other place around to look for cuties, because this area is filled with geezers. Oh, who's this lovely young woman? Rance's wife? Huh? Are you? Huh? I mean, we had sex, didn't we? And showed the gold ring placed on her left ring finger. Well, I guess you're something like a wife. Nah, you are. It'd be good if you were. We can have sex that way. It's settled. From now on, you're my wife. Huh? Can you shut up? So in the end, what's your relationship? Wife. My wife. I see. Ah, so you're going to Ikenago. You just need to go west from here, but it's dangerous since there are monsters. Is that something you say to me? Grind, 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 grind. Ow, 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 please stop. Right, you are stupidly strong, young doctor. Is there any point in me patrolling? Aha, let's go, End. Yes. Rance and End merrily headed west towards the town of Ikenago. Things are gonna get crazy when Taurus Sensei comes back. And onward we go, folks. What is up? What was that heart signal just now? That was the signal for a lovely, lovey-dovey newlywed event. Lovey-dovey newlywed event? Yes, when the newlyweds touch the signal, they must act all lovey-dovey. Really? It's a lie. But N will believe whatever I say. If I didn't, know that. Gaha, I knew it. Okay, Rance. N spread out her arms. Let's act lovey-dovey. All right, then I'm gonna fondle your boobs. Gaha. Rance grabbed and rubbed the expressionless N's breast from behind. Your body's quite slender, but you've got quite a splendid pair here. Gah. Splendid. I mean, they're really soft, yet pretty springy and elastic. Man. Yep, splendid. Just great. They're quite something. Splendid. Just great. Quite something. Okay. Rance enjoyed N's breasts. Phew, that felt nice. What's wrong, N? You look dissatisfied. Did you get horny from me fondling you? Yeah, if so, I'll... You rubbed them too much. They hurt now. Rance, you're too strong. Ugh. Oh, okay. I'll be more careful from now on. Let's be careful not to touch these heart signals next time. So she says, but I'll actively keep looking for them. Rance secretly made up his mind. And as Rance heads to Ikaruga or Ikenaga? Shit, what happened? Rance hurriedly pushed N down and brought her into hiding with him. Ugh. Why is the old man here? Why the hell is the old man here? Didn't he say he was gonna go to Red Cross? I haven't really done anything wrong, so there's no problem if he finds me, but I have a feeling things will turn pretty damn sour if he finds me with N. No helping it. Let's go around the road to the north and into Ikenago. Let's go, N. Okay. In order to make sure Taurus wouldn't find him, Rance quietly left the palace. or the place, rather. Okay, folks, so that's where we're going to end it for today. A little different. I can't read that much of the options, so I have no idea why we don't have voice. Maybe they just didn't put voice in it. I don't know what's going on, guys, but at any rate, we're going to continue. Maybe I'll figure out voice later. I don't know what option does what. But this would be the Grimlord, and I am out of here. See you guys later.